Moving on as quickly as we can. Item 7, connectivity. Paul, I think this is something you rightly raised. And we now have a paper presentation from Alan Tam, I believe. So, Alan, are you going to brief us? Thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. I'll make this presentation very short. By this paper, I'm going to present an overview of the existing situation regarding the pedestrian connectivities from Causeway Bay to Central, including Wan Chai, of course, along the southern shore of Hong Kong Island. And in fact, we are all aware that the situation now is the resultant of various stages of development around the area. And there are both a grey and grey separated pedestrian facilities between Causeway Bay and Central. People can move around doing street level activities there. As member may notice that the vehicle traffic running along the east-west direction on Hong Kong Island northern shore, that is Connaught Road West, Connaught Road Central, Harcourt Road and Gosford Road, is of huge volume. Because of that, grey separated pedestrian crossing, many footbridges have been used for connecting the hinterland to the northern shore of the Hong Kong Island. For example, looking at this plan, from Causeway Bay to Wan Chai, we've got 12 footbridges across the road. The existing network has provided the general public with a safe and comfortable working environment, which is separated from the vehicle traffic. By doing that, the impact of pollutants from vehicles on pedestrians can be much lessened. These direct linkages between major transport and activity nooks are encouraging walking as a transport mode on one hand, and reducing short-distance vehicle trips on the other. Any further development on the northern shore will cater for pedestrian connectivities to the waterfront. And I think that's all for the presentation. Members' views, comments are welcome. Thank you.
Alan, I think really what we were looking for is a paper and a presentation which essentially addressed how we were going to link to all these new areas of reclamation, both in terms of pedestrians and vehicular traffic. But all we've seen today, I think, is the existing situation, not the proposals for enhanced connectivity. Maybe there's a miscommunication here, but I think what we're looking at is a paper which addresses future connectivity as against existing connectivity. Paul? Oh, sorry. Alan, please respond. Yeah.
I think your question, the committed projects will provide various forms of walkways on future public roads and promenades, but I'm not in a position to present all these at the moment.
Members? Sorry, Paul?
Chairman, I concur with you. What I hope to... let me just feedback first where this started. I was consulted on the elevated walkway system along Gloucester Road by the consultant, which alerted me to the fact that we haven't really thought about this. And what I noticed from that particular plan was that we're going to have this raised walkway system, and that might actually then therefore result in the fact that we ignore the ground level. And the ground level is at Shoyun Center, Telecom House, the government offices there, the three government offices. And if you see at this picture, there's only one blue pedestrian crossing marked with this at Harbour Road on the right there. There's only one, and we got some green connections for the rest. But as far as I know, is that people walk across at Harbour Road at least two or three other locations where there is no formal crossing. And going left, you know, we're going to have all these connections with the from mid levels down into the Central Monsha bypass. So we're going to increase traffic. So the question is whether people will be able to cross the road there. We've got some cautionary crossings there. So to me, the discussion really going to be is where are we going to have a focus on ground level, where people are going to be at ground level, what are the areas, where are people going to be at elevated level, where are they going to be at subway level, and where are they going to be in overlap, and how are we going to make that work? Because we can't change the harbour. The harbour is at basically close to ground level. And I think we've got to really see those plans overall for the entire area so we can make some really, come up with comprehensive solutions. Transport Department themselves have concluded in response to the Ombudsman and the Director of Audit that as far as these elevated crossings, if they're singular and not connected to a comprehensive network, that a lot of people, that the use of them is low and that people don't really appreciate the use. But if you want to get people separated level, they got to have comprehensive networks. So we're going to really think about it a little bit more comprehensively. What I suggest, Chairman, is that we take it off the agenda for today and put it to a future agenda, possibly even with a little preparatory meeting between us and the Transport Department with those members who are interested to discuss how to think about it before we have a committee discussion on this. I think it's going to be a better understanding of what we're seeking, what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. But in essence, we're looking for a combination of present and future, aren't we? And to see how that works in practice. Maybe, Alan, you could take that back to your colleagues, that really what we want is a paper on not only showing existing connections, but what are all the planned connections in the future, and then we can look at whether we can then study that and consider whether we think that's sufficient and whether we think it could be enhanced in any way.
Thank you. I'll do that.
Thank you.